Have you ever wondered, do we have the right books in the Bible? Are there some books in the Bible that shouldn't be there? Or are we missing some books that really should be in the Bible and they've been lost? That whole question, the question of whether we have the right books in the Bible, is the question of the canon of Scripture. The canon is the list of all the books that belong in the Bible, and it's tremendously important to get this right because these words in Scripture are the words that nourish our spiritual lives. They sustain us. It's by these words that we live and we obey God and know Him. So we're going to talk about the canon of Scripture. And I want to talk first about the Old Testament canon. How did the people of God start to get words of God which were written down, which were collected? We might think at first that it started with the book of Genesis, but that wasn't the earliest canon. The earliest canon of Scripture, or collection of written words from God, were the Ten Commandments, which God gave to Moses. And Exodus 32 says that God wrote the words of the Ten Commandments on the two tablets of stone with His own finger, or His own hand. Now, that means that they were writings in human words that people could understand, but they were God's own writing. So that was a way of referring the people to the idea that, or reminding them of the idea, that these were God's words, not just human words, and they should obey them as if they were exactly the words of God. But then God told Moses at different times to write words in a book, and then we read that Joshua, following Moses, added more words to the Old Testament, and others, Samuel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and others in Israel, added words to the Old Testament. And so the Old Testament began to grow as a collection of God's words over time. But then they came to an end. And with the Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther in the historical books, and then Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi in the prophets, then around 435 BC, the words of Scripture stopped. God stopped giving words to His people. And there was a period from about 435 BC for...